The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Let some things be retrograde.
Good morning, everyone. This is That's So Retrograde. I am one of your hosts, Stephanie Sambari, and today we are going to do something a little bit different. It's a sad and strange day. It is August 3rd, 2021, and 2 days ago, Guru Jagat, who has been a guide and mentor and honestly saved That's So Retrograde in our time of need back in 2017, passed away. She left the earth. She has left her body, and I'm sure she is cosmically soaring and sparkling in the universe, just raining down hilarity and wisdom from a different place. But it's still sad. You know, whatever you believe about death and life, whatever your faith is, I think that we all experience grief when somebody who we know and love and we know is doing amazing work on the planet leaves us. You know, she was such an incredible voice and guide and warrior, and she was just so committed to making this place that we live in better, more conscious, more harmonious, more interesting, deeper, funnier. You know, it was just a pleasure and an honor, I'm going to cry, to know her and to learn from her. Oh my God. And I just thought it would be nice to repurpose a conversation that we had with her when we first met her. Elizabeth and I had a readings from Jill Willard, who wrote the book Intuitive Being, had done readings with us, and she said to me, "You're going to meet someone who's going to change your life. She's going to be friends with Amanda Chantel Bacon, who owns Moon Juice. And when you meet her, you're going to know who she is. And there's going to be a significant change in your path once you meet this person." So Elizabeth and I had been asked to host a panel at this beautiful house in the hills of Beverly. And we got to interview this woman that we hadn't known, named Guru Jagat. And I'll never forget, there was like a coffee bar outside and they were serving Moon Juice at the event, which is like LOL, so dead on from Jill's perspective. And then she was standing at the coffee bar and she was mixing her coffee. And I was like, "Oh, that's the woman that we're supposed to interview." And I walked up to her, and the second that I started speaking and she started listening, it was like my spirit was like, "Oh my God, this is what Jill was talking about." And we were talking and we were laughing and we were riffing. And then I walked away and I turned to Elizabeth and I'm like, "I'm obsessed with her." And she's like, "Yeah, I know." And then we were walking and Elizabeth like turned to me and she's like, "I think this is your person. Like, this is the person that Jill was talking about." And we didn't know what that meant, but we knew that we were supposed to know her. And then we did this interview, and it's actually the interview that we're going to re-air as this conversation. It was never released as an episode. And in revisiting our episode with her and this conversation, I just thought that this one was so relevant. You know, we're talking about new moons, we're talking about manifesting, and it's something that you guys, as the audience of That's a Retrograde, have probably not heard. And though it took place in 2017, it's still just as relevant and just as potent today. And so we did this interview and we went to the Ramah Institute and we were talking about how we were leaving our then network and we didn't know what we were going to do. We had never self-produced before. We were totally afraid. We had no money. Like, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. And she just was like, "Record here. I don't want you guys to have a break in what you're doing. I think what you're doing is so important and I want to be here to support you." She didn't know us. You know, we had met her twice at that point and she just offered us her studio. And then we ended up staying at Ramah for an entire year because we were still figuring out what we were doing. And so every week we would drive to Venice. We would slide our recordings in between Kundalini classes. We only had like an hour maximum to do everything that we needed to do. It was really like recording boot camp, getting everything out as quickly as possible, being clear, not having time to do pickups. Like, it was just, you know, you hear about your 10,000 hours and you hear about people just practicing and getting good at what they do. And I really feel like the Ramah Institute and Guru Jagat like gave us that space to learn how to do this in a different way than we had done it before. We didn't have time to second guess. We didn't have time to do pickups. We just had to be present and have the conversations and then get the fuck out of there before all the people came in to do their class. And I know Elizabeth is eternally grateful for that time. It was really special. And I've continued to follow her. I've continued to enjoy and appreciate her perspective and her wisdom. And was just a fucking rule breaker. You know, who teaches Kundalini yoga and says fuck and quotes Taylor Swift? Like, that's not a thing. She was just a very special and different type of person, a complete force of nature. And this episode is in honor of her life and her legacy and a thank you, and obviously would never be enough thank yous, but I just thought like hearing her voice and listening to this conversation was a really nice way to celebrate her life and honor that time that we got to spend with her. Before we get into it, I want to read a quote that she had posted on her Instagram a couple days before she died, and I think it's really beautiful, and it gives me hope and faith that she knew what was coming and she knew where she was going and she was at peace. The quote reads, "In a world where death is the hunter, my friend, there is no time for regrets or doubts. There is only time for decisions. Death is the only wise advisor that we have. Whenever you feel, as you always do, that everything is going wrong and you're about to be annihilated, turn to your death and ask if that is so. Your death will tell you that you're wrong, that nothing really matters outside its touch. Your death will tell you, I haven't touched you yet." So wherever you are, Guru Jagat, thank you so much. And see you in the astral plane, I guess. All right, let's cut to the episode. Thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry for crying, but I can't help it. And also, if you want to revisit the episode that we did with her on That's So Retrograde, it's episode 119. It's called Fairy God Guru. And it's just interesting because in this episode that we did with her and in the conversation that you're about to hear, there are so many things that are still relevant and shifting. And her voice and her vision was so important. So I hope that we can heed the wisdom and take it with us moving forward. And we are talking about a new moon, and there's a new moon this week, and we're still talking about manifesting. And so everything that she was about is truly timeless, especially moving into this energy in this world. So yeah, sending you guys a lot of love. Let's take a break and talk about some partners that are new to the show. Do you guys know what Glow Recipe is? If not, allow me to introduce them to you. Glow Recipe is a clean, fruit-forward, Korean beauty-inspired skincare brand. Their vegan and cruelty-free formulas pair antioxidant-rich fruit extracts with clinically proven actives for glowing skin. They have so many fun products that I'm into. Glow Recipe believes in taking it day by day. They tailor your skincare routine to your skin's daily concerns because no day is the same. That's so true. Sometimes my forehead looks like really young and really shiny and beautiful. And then some days it just looks like really old and like I've just been in the sun and also in the sand and also just dry as hell. And I'm like, wait, I need something different than I used yesterday. So Glow Recipe is here to support you along your skin journey and help you achieve your healthiest, happiest skin yet. They're really big on TikTok, and it's because their Watermelon Glow PHA and BHA Pore Tight Toner and Watermelon Glow Niacinamide Dewdrops went viral on TikTok because the glowy transformation is unreal. The toner gently exfoliates and tightens the pores, and it hydrates with watermelon and cactus water. The Watermelon Glow Niacinamide Drops, guys, I feel like I should be getting some sort of award for reading this word over and over again. The serum brightens, reduces hyperpigmentation, and highlights for an instant and long-lasting dewy glow. Also, their packaging is so cute, and it just like looks really beautiful on the shelf. So you want to use the dewdrops as a serum. After cleansing, you will start with the toner and pat into the skin, and then you will follow with 2 to 3 pumps of the dewdrops as the serum, and then you will follow with a moisturizer,
Guys, please go over to glowrecipe.com and you will use the code GLOWRETRO to get 15% off of Glow Recipe. That is glowrecipe.com, code GLOWRETRO, GLOWRETRO, and you'll get 15% off at glowrecipe.com. You won't regret it. We are partnering with a company today called Modern Fertility. Now, I know a lot of women struggle with their fertility. This is not something that I have crossed in my life yet, but as of late, I've been thinking about it more and had to go to the gynecologist and get tested and get my egg count tested. And it was just a whole thing. I still don't know if I'm fertile or not, but I'm going to find out thanks to Modern Fertility. So, did you know that a simple finger prick can unlock tons of insight into your reproductive health? We can find your egg count, menopause timing. It can talk about your hormone levels. They can indicate conditions like thyroid disorders or PCOS. And these are all things that you want to know whether or not you want to have a child in the future. It's just good to know. Did you know that traditional testing can cost at the doctor over $1,000? That's insane. With Modern Fertility, it only costs $159 to get the same information. Modern Fertility created an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. You do the finger prick and you just mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get a personalized result within 10 days. You will find out how many eggs you have, your hormone levels, and other important fertility factors. And the results will go deep into what every hormone means. And also, they have a thing where you can talk one-to-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and explore your options for your next steps on your fertility journey. So I'm so obsessed with this. They're saving you time and money. Head on over to modernfertility.com/retrograde. And Modern Fertility will offer listeners of That's a Retrograde $20 off the test. So the test will only cost you $139 instead of the giant price tag you will get at a doctor's office. So go to modernfertility.com/retrograde and you will get $20 off. And guys, let us know if you use it and how it goes. modernfertility.com/retrograde. Gotta check those hormones. All right, back to the show.
Guru Jagat.
I feel better now.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we didn't, but you're welcome.
Yeah. We already said thank you like five times. Yeah. We're thankful.
So we did our gratitude work for today.
Yeah, we did.
This is Guru Jagat. For those of you who don't know, she is an incredible Kundalini teacher and thought leader and working on so many different things. Oh, my God. So you created your own institute called the Rama Yoga Institute for Applied Science and Technology?
That was a really good go for that. It's a lot of words. It just rolls right off the tongue.
Institute for Applied Yoga Science and Technology. So goddamn close.
I know, so close.
In Venice and Mallorca. Ooh, fans.
Yeah.
And
it's a mansion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, that's where I do all my yoga.
Yeah.
And then the other really cool thing you're doing is that you have a foundation that is sort of another extension of the Institute. Can you tell us what you're doing with the Rama Foundation?
Yeah, well, we're all very, you know, blessed to have the time to be here this morning in this incredible place and to be able to talk about wellness and partake in wellness in a certain way because it is a luxury. But we feel that wellness isn't just for us, it's for everyone, and so many people need it. And so we created the Rama Foundation for people who really need an experience of peace and a place that's safe and a place of inner peace that's safe. And so it's to serve those people, the underserved populations.
That's amazing.
I know, we're excited.
Wow. And so you're working with people in the education system in Los Angeles and the veterans. Wow.
Yeah, and we're, you know, I think that there are many underserved populations. The veterans we were talking about are one of them.
Yeah.
And then just all sorts of places, certain demographics that are very underserved with good food, education around what it would mean to just be able to kind of, you know, we launched this initiative called the Deep Breath Initiative this month, and it's just about breathing 3 minutes deeply, which seems simple, but none of you have taken a breath since we started. Should we do that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a luxury. And so we're not really taught about how to do that. And most of us have kind of neurotic impulses around our breath because that's what we learned literally in utero. So we just want to bring some breath to a pretty crazy time on the planet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
We're going to get to you guiding us through some breath work in a little bit. But first, we just want to talk to you a little bit.
Sure.
How do you feel about that?
I love to talk.
Okay. So one thing we always ask our guests on That's So Retrograde, we're very curious into rituals, whether it be morning rituals, daily rituals, whatever. So what, and we also believe that it's like an ever-changing, evolving thing.
Yeah.
What are you into right now on the wellness front? What's keeping you aligned?
Well, I'm a traditionalist.
No.
I mean, it might be a surprise. But so I'm kind of into like do something and actually do it deeply. I think it's what's missing in the wellness industry is that we're just going to kind of be tourists and lightly do this and lightly do that. And just kind of the way we do everything as Westerners.
Spirit junkie?
No comment. And so, you know, there's this kind of spiritual tourism. So I'm into deep. I'm into take one thing, take a breath deep, take a practice and go deep with it. So I do the same thing every single morning. And, you know, this morning was a little exciting because I get up very early. So this is like dinner time. And it's like, you know, it's kind of right between lunch and dinner right now.
That's really early.
Really early is 3:45.
Okay.
Wait,
okay.
What time do you go to bed?
I mean, you know, 3:30. Like I'm a party girl. Can't
right,
you tell?
You're crazy.
So it's almost happy hour.
But so we, you know, 3:45, we're up, and we do, you know, the same. I do kind of the same set of yoga and meditations for some years, so that I really go deep into it. So we do that in the morning. But this morning was exciting because my institute's in Venice, and we had, you know, fist fights with houseless people and all sorts of things. I mean, it's been an exciting morning before we got here.
Wow.
It's not all been like beautiful in a mansion before we got here. So it's been, you know, sometimes it's not the same. Sometimes we get to like wrestle down, you know, sometimes some things happen, but
street fights.
Yeah, some street fights.
Yeah.
But no big deal.
So what about if you get invited to a party or like an event? Like you just go and you still wake up every morning at the same time? That's fascinating.
Yeah, well, I travel a lot, and what has really helped me with that is just that wherever my time zone is my time zone. You have to be this is mind training. You just decide that you're in that time zone, and then, you know, you just kind of do the thing.
Right.
But you know, we can sleep when we die. Like, I'm not in Shavasana either. If you come to my class, we don't do a lot of Shavasana. We don't do Shavasana. But yeah, so the sleep thing is, I think the more breath you get in your body, the less sleep you need at times. But then, you know, you make it up. We like to, my health tip for the day is sleep binging. If you haven't tried it, it really does work. If you have some sleep
binging?
Yeah, like
all
when
day?
You have when you have some time to sleep, you just make it all up. You know what I mean?
So naps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Naps
whenever
when
you
can
sleep. The mothers in here know what I'm talking about. You just sleep when you sleep when you can.
You heard it
right
here first.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really big wellness tip. That's, you know, I'm cutting edge here.
So we have a new moon today.
We do.
We had it this morning.
Yeah, early this morning.
In Taurus. And I was going to speak on that, but I feel that you might be a little bit more qualified to do that. I mean, I took one woman's workshop this week, so I'm on the level, but not like on the level.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how about you correct me if I'm wrong?
Okay. I'll fact check. You lead the way.
Okay, cool.
Good.
So I actually was saying this, that these kind of lunar cycles, anytime we kind of align ourselves with natural cycles, we're going to start to align our whole rhythmic intelligence, is the term we use in yoga, our whole rhythmic intelligence with something that is more natural. And if you're an urbanite, it's really important to kind of align your whole system with some of these natural cycles. And as yogis, we've been doing this for 7,000 years. So I like to joke, I mean, I was having these new moon, you know, kind of sessions in my back shack like 20 years ago, and nobody even knew there was a moon. Like, it was like, nobody, remember that? Remember when no one knew there was a moon?
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
That
Do you remember that though? Yeah, like, nobody knew there was a moon. Yeah. Like, maybe a full moon, but nobody knew about the new moon. Like, that wasn't happening. So I've been practicing new moon technologies for a long time because I'm old, but we do yoga and we look good. And they, first of all, the new moon is such a powerful time to create kind of a new pattern, literally neurologically. In your physiology, you can create a new pattern in your brain chemistry and in your body in a much kind of more potent way on the new moon. So that's just like new moon straight up.
Yeah.
Would you fact check? Check, check?
Yep, it checks out.
Okay. And then with the Taurus new moon, we have a bunch of retrogrades.
Yeah,
we do.
Which I'm a fan of. Are you guys a fan of?
I'm into it. I like the revisiting.
Yeah, it's really, it's a powerful time to kind of see when, you know, we've already been through some of this stuff, especially with some of the bigger retrogrades, and now we're kind of going back and seeing if we learned our lessons. And usually the answer is no.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like that's why people are in fear of it, because it's like uncomfortable if you're not willing to examine what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But if you take it as an opportunity to actually learn the lesson or examine something deeper, then it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm not getting away with it anymore. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Or you can have another chance to maybe get into right action. So I think it's it's a big opportunity.
Yeah.
And Taurus is one of the most kind of 3D of all of the archetypes of the energies of the zodiac. Would you agree on that?
Well, Elizabeth's a Taurus, and I'm a Taurus rising, so we're definitely living in 3D.
Yeah, you guys are very 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an earthy sign.
It's real.
It's a sensual sign.
Yep.
It's a
like
creature comfort sign.
Yeah.
Matches.
And it's like it's make things real sign.
Ooh.
So it's very, you know, there's a real opportunity on a day like today. So I think it's very auspicious that we're together, because it's a real opportunity to kind of set something in motion that you want to, because everything appears vibrationally before it actually appears in this particular kind of experience. So you actually have to start to vibrate with it. And all great athletes know this. I was telling Shivapreet, I was giving Shivapreet some coaching in the clutch, and I was saying, you got to play the game in your mind before you go to bed. You got to play the game in your mind when you wake up. All good athletes, Michael Jordan did, every great athlete in history does this exact thing, and this is kind of a Taurus thing. If you start to kind of vibrate it and then pull it down from the ethers into reality, anybody who creates, you know, all of this fashion was created that way, all of it. All art, all beauty, all love.
It's like Jay-Z said.
Exactly.
You just gotta envision it first. He was right.
He was so right.
He was so right.
No, but he's he must have Taurus in his chart.
So we have new moon, great time to manifest.
Yeah.
What do you have, any tips for manifesting? Are you a write it down, or you have a conversation? What's your method?
You got to write it down with the, you know, none of us write anymore, or very rarely, unless you're one of those people who journals, but I'm suspect of those people.
We're journalers.
I'm a real journaler.
We're big journalers.
Are you journalers?
Yeah.
But it's kind of changed. I know, I kind of stopped journaling because I realized I was just writing myself in circles.
Yeah.
So I started listing instead.
Listing?
Yeah.
I thought you said listening, and I was like, whoa, girl, that's profound.
Yeah, and listening. And listening. Listening to list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do morning pages, which is like a brain dump. Like the when you first wake up, you just write 3 pages. I write about like the dreams I had, what I'm grateful for, whatever. I don't know.
It just helps
clear, like trims the fat so you can like go about your day.
Yeah.
As brought to our consciousness by Julia Cameron in The Artist's Way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was giving some wellness tips recently, and I was saying, you know, Julia Cameron talks about when she lived with Martin Scorsese, his morning ritual was she would wake up to him going, fuck you, fuck you. And she would be like, what's going on? And basically he would be, you know, with his kind of whatever it was, his self-doubt, whatever was his, you know, the voice in his head, the critic, the whatever the thing is, he would literally have like a 5-minute just like telling it off in the first thing in the morning. That was his spiritual practice.
I'm obsessed with
isn't
that.
Inspiring.
That's so good.
Isn't that so good?
Yeah, because it's like totally against any conventional spiritual wisdom.
Yeah.
Like, be positive. No, just tell it to fuck off.
Tell it to fuck off. I'm going to live my life. Like, you've already ruined enough of my life. How many years have you guys been on the planet? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no more.
Bye.
Bye.
Bitch.
Girl, bye.
Bitch.
Yeah. I love that.
So, new moon manifestation.
New moon. Yeah.
Bye, bitch. Thank you for coming.
Want to thank some of today's partners who help keep this show free to everybody. Thanks so much, partners. We want to talk about Public Goods. They are the one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. They have literally everything for the home, from coffee to toilet paper and shampoo to pet food. Public Goods is basically your new everything store, thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. So the whole idea is, rather than buying from a bunch of single product brands, Public Goods members can buy all of their premium essentials in one place with one beautiful, streamlined aesthetic. You know we love that. Public Goods searches the globe to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and innovative products. I am a huge fan of this discovery. I think my favorite department that they offer is their cleaning supplies. They're wonderful quality. As I said, the packaging aesthetic is on point, and I really love the prices. And they have really great larger ones that you can refill, which I always look for nowadays. They ethically source and obsessively develop each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives still common on drug and grocery store shelves. So as I mentioned, it's a membership model, and they do this to keep the costs low and pass on even more savings to us customers. And best of all, you can make your first purchase with no obligation. Guys, I love Public Goods so, so much, and we worked out an awesome deal for our listeners. You'll get $15 off your first Public Goods order with zero minimum purchase. They are so confident that you will absolutely love their products and come back again and again that they're just giving you guys $15 to spend. And honestly, that goes really far on this site. So if you go to publicgoods.com/retrograde or use our code retrograde at checkout, that's publicgoods.com/retrograde, you'll receive $15 off your first order. Hello, I wanted to pop in today to talk about Nuuly, which is a monthly clothing rental subscription that I have been using the past few months, and it's pretty great, and I wanted to tell you why. So your choice of any 6 styles you want to rent each month is what you get in a Nuuly subscription. You choose whatever you want for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. They have a fantastic app where you can check out thousands of styles from more than 100 brands. I really appreciate their brand selection. I personally love A Gold. They also have an awesome vintage selection and a huge range in sizes from petite to plus sizes up to 5X and maternity. I've been pointing a ton of friends who are either pregnant or post-pregnancy and just like need some clothes to fill the time. Nuuly is such a great option for that. Also, the most important thing that caught my eye that really made Nuuly stand out to me was how their orders are shipped. So they're shipped in a recycled, recyclable, and reusable tote that's shaped like a box with zero plastic packaging. Also, their clothes are cleaned using energy and water efficient methods. And most importantly, the styles are repaired and upcycled rather than thrown out, which I very much appreciate. And hey, guess what? If you love something so much, you can buy it from Nuuly at a discount. So it's fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning, so you don't even have to worry about it. So there are no fees, no late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal. Like I said,
Thank you, Newly. And you know, it's great. So it's $88 a month for any 6 styles a month. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code RETROGRADE20. So just go to Newly, that's NUULY.com. That's Newly with 2 U's, and enter the code RETROGRADE20 at sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NULLY.com, Newly with 2 U's, with code RETROGRADE20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Now back to the show.
So we don't write anything down, right? We don't use, we don't, a lot of us, except for these incredible women.
Except for these freaks.
I think the practice of actually writing, handwriting, really does something to your brain, especially now. I mean, there are, like this young man here, there are humans on the planet that have never written, handwritten anything. Have you ever written anything in handwriting? Just like once?
Yeah. Like signing your restaurant receipt.
Yeah, it was cool. So
how did it feel?
So writing things down with your hands does do something literally neurologically to your brain. So I think writing down and being very specific, because everything that I've ever kind of manifested from the ethers into the 3D, the more specific I got, the more there was kind of a command. And the secret came out 20 years ago. So it's not a secret that you can have. You can command kind of how you want your reality to exist. But my question is always, once it happens, how are you going to behave? Mm. Once it happens, how are you going to show up? Are you going to be generous and kind and look people in the eye and not, you know, treat your assistant like an asshole, or treat the guy who's taking your, you know, the valet guys? Or I always can tell who a person is by how they behave in that way. And so that's my question, is like, we can manifest. I think especially in this scene, we all kind of know that. But then the question is, who are you going to be? How are you going to use that to serve humanity? Because it's a very important time on the planet.
How do you keep that in check? Like, I like the way you're describing manifesting, because the way it sounds to me is like you're not saying, oh, it's just, I'm just making it happen. It's the, what you're describing is something that already exists in a non-tangible place that you're just making more concrete. So yeah. It's, to me, sounds like it's something that occurs to a person, and then they make it happen based on their like impulse, not like weaving it out of thin air. Is that kind of, because I've never really heard it described like that.
Well,
does that make sense?
It does. I think. Let me tell me if I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But basically, if it's ever occurred to you,
yeah.
I don't want to be an astronaut. I'm not really. I don't like oceans. I don't, anything that like takes me off my feet. Not into it. Roller skates. Nothing. So I didn't want to be an astronaut. But somebody in here may have occurred to them that they wanted to have that experience. If it occurred to you, then in some way it is a variance of a possibility of your incarnation. That doesn't mean you have to follow it, but it's occurred to you as something that was a possibility. That never occurred to me.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way that, so, and then the things that are really pressuring you, and right now people are very pressurized because we have to decide how we're going to be humans now and how we're gonna show up and what we're gonna do. And you know, I'm sorry. How old are you? Okay, I'm sorry. Because you know, this is, you guys have a big, you do, a big challenge, but your genius and your creativity is here to match that. So I'm excited because I believe the future is bright. But you know, that's all. We're dealing with.
That's something to think about.
Yeah,
yeah. The future is bright.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's some really incredible younger generations coming up, and I don't know how I won't. But you guys are young too, right?
I feel like it's fine to say our age.
Yeah,
22.
Oh yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm talking about. They're younger than you.
We're 31.
Yeah.
32.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but
we're older than matches.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the specificity when manifesting. I feel like, I'll speak for myself, I've had moments where I've just been like, something needs to shift. I'm not sure what it is. So the being specific wasn't really there in my brain. There wasn't like a specific goal I was going towards, but just like wanting to call in the greater good. So what about when you're not feeling so spot on with what you want to have, what you want to bring in?
I think that's a great question. Does anybody come up against that? That's a really, I feel like it's a really good question. And this is just my answer to it, because I feel that the way that the process of living a full life happens is through the magnetism of love. But what is love? You know, I can talk about love, but love is actually an experience. It's not something we do. It's an experience we have, which is a whole nother conversation about relationships. We're not going to talk about that today. But so how you want to kind of experience love. And so wherever you're at, which is your assignment right now, wherever you're at is your assignment right now. Do we get that? No matter how much you love it or hate it, or whatever your day is, you know, because moodiness is a real, you know, kind of passe thing in our culture. We're moodiness is very 2016. I'm just breaking it to everybody, because, I mean, do we have anything to be moody about here? Nope, not one little thing. But so if you are on assignment and it's whether you like it or you don't like it or whatever your opinions are about it, if you truly enrich yourself in it and ask how you can serve the situation, the people who you dislike and, the people in your office you don't like or you do like, or, you know, how you could actually show up and be a leader, a role model, then something, you will graduate. So if you don't like it, you'll graduate. And you'll get on a new assignment because you've fully engaged in loving whatever, however you could possibly serve that moment. You'll graduate. Nobody's listening to me.
Okay.
Never mind. Fully listening. I love that.
Okay.
Yes.
Should we lock gaze on this one?
Lock it in. Okay. I am listening. I'm ready to graduate.
You're ready to graduate?
Yeah.
So if you fully engage in whatever it is that's in front of you, whatever it is, the most menial task to something that if you fully engaged in it and that flow of energy starts to happen in you, then, I mean, you see it in other cultures. They fully engage with what's in front of them, and then there's a kind of satisfaction from that is missing in most of Western culture. Mm-hmm. We're so dissatisfied.
Yeah.
So that's my kind of answer to that, is fully engage and then kind of just see where that engagement takes you, because that's the flow of love. And as my teacher says, life is a flow of love. It only takes your participation.
Damn.
You got to participate, whether you want to or not.
Okay, I want to go back. We started talking about the importance of breath.
Yeah.
This is something, like, we all have the capability to get high on our own supply. And as you pointed out, we're not really using that mechanism to its full advantage.
Yeah.
Talk about the benefits of breath, how we can tap into this throughout our day. Just, we're curious.
Yeah. So the Deep Breath Initiative is this. Everyone, including our world leaders, if they just for 3 minutes breathe deeply, and I'm not even talking about any specific breath, anything fancy. I'm going to teach you some things today, but nothing, just deep breath through the nose particularly, because a lot of us are shallow mouth breathers. Like,
oh.
Yeah, like even when I... you know, like when a guy comes at you like that, has that ever happened?
I know.
you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
It triggers something.
They have like PTSD.
Yeah.
It's true.
Sick. Are you just not flossing, or like, what's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Smell.
So if we breathe deeply through our nose for 3 minutes, just that. You know, and you can do it. I mean, no other breath you want to do while you're driving, but you could actually do it while you're driving, just long, deep breath. So breathing through the nose deeply, it changes, it puts you into parasympathetic dominance. What does that mean? It means that the parasympathetic nervous system is what makes you feel good to be alive. It's what makes you feel relaxed. It's what makes you feel kind of able to, it literally tells your body that you can, you know, lose weight and get, you know, radiant and enjoy the moment and all the stuff that everybody's kind of searching to do. It's actually backwards. When you go into sympathetic dominance, the body goes into fight or flight and it holds and it, and so a lot, you know, that's so on very basic physiological level, long, deep breath for 3 minutes. That's the secret number. 3 minutes, it changes the kind of parasympathetic dominance of the nervous system, and then also it gets the pituitary gland to start to secrete. And when the pituitary gland starts to secrete, you start to feel buzzed. You start to feel high on your own supply. You start to feel the frontal lobe of the brain. You actually, this is visceral, and I'm going to show you. You're going to feel it. So it's not just a cognitive, I'm not telling you. You don't have to believe me, because you're going to have an experience of it. And then that's yours forever. You know, I may never see you again, but that's yours forever, that experience.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you to Matches for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Happy anniversary, Matches.
Yes.
Thank you.
30 and counting, hashtag.
Matches. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, I hoped you enjoyed that revisit. I certainly did. It was just such a fun time, fond memories, such an exciting time. And I'm just so grateful that we had that conversation, that you guys got to hear it. And if you want to go to the link in our description, you will find the rest of the video, which includes Kundalini meditation. And then also she answers some questions for the people in the room. And the rest of it is really great, but I just didn't know about having 30 minutes of a podcast dedicated to a meditation. Figured you'd want to go to that on your own time. So head over to the YouTube link. And yeah, life is weird. Life is violent. Life is beautiful. Thank you for your service, your light, your humor, your love, your generosity. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Guru Jagat. Thank you to the Ramah Institute for being patient with Elizabeth and I, for making space for us, for being so kind. We are sending you guys so much love and holding space for your grief and your growth, and we're so grateful for you and for you guys who are listening. We love you very much, and we will see you next week. All right, namaste, listening. Let some things be retrograde.